Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Banker to the Poor, Microlending, and the Battle Against World Poverty by Muhammad Yunus, presents the origins and evolution of modern microcredit through the author's experience creating the Grameen Bank in Bangladesh. Written from the perspective of an economist turned social innovator, the book traces how small, collateral-free loans to people excluded from traditional banking, especially rural women, became a practical tool for income generation and greater autonomy. Yunus frames poverty not as a personal failure, but as a structural problem reinforced by institutions that deny the poor access to capital. He describes experiments that began with tiny sums and grew into a global movement influencing development policy, entrepreneurship, and social business. The narrative blends personal history, field observations, and the logic of lending systems designed around trust, community accountability, and repayment discipline. It is both a story of institutional invention and an argument that financial services can be redesigned to serve human dignity and opportunity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing poverty as a system failure, not an individual flaw. A central theme is Yunus's insistence that poverty is sustained by structures that block access to opportunity rather than by laziness or lack of talent. He argues that conventional economic thinking often treats the poor as risky and unbankable, which becomes a self-fulfilling cycle. Without credit, people remain dependent on low-paid labor or predatory moneylenders. Without assets, they cannot satisfy collateral requirements. Without a financial history, they are denied entry to formal markets. The book positions credit as a missing link that can unlock existing capabilities. This reframing matters because it changes the policy question from how to provide charity to how to build institutions that include everyone. Yunus emphasizes that poor households already manage complex financial decisions, but do so under harsher constraints and higher costs. By treating the poor as reliable clients, not beneficiaries, microcredit aims to replace stigma with participation. The topic also highlights the moral and practical implications of designing services that presume competence, support gradual growth, and measure success by improved agency rather than by short-term aid delivered from outside. Secondly, the Grameen Bank model and the mechanics of trust-based lending. The book explains how Grameen's approach differs from standard banking through a lending system built around relationships, simplicity, and discipline. Instead of demanding collateral, the model uses small initial loans, frequent repayments, and close contact with borrowers to reduce default risk while keeping the process understandable. Group-based structures create social accountability and mutual encouragement, with an emphasis on learning by doing rather than passing formal eligibility tests. The practical mechanics matter, loan sizes are intentionally modest, repayment schedules are predictable, and staff presence in villages reduces transaction barriers that typically exclude rural clients. Yunus presents these design choices as responses to real constraints faced by borrowers, such as irregular cash flow and limited mobility. The model also reflects an operational philosophy that banking can be decentralized and service-oriented rather than branch-bound and paperwork-heavy. In describing how systems were tested, revised, and scaled, the book shows microfinance as an evolving institution, not a single formula. The larger point is that financial products can be engineered to fit the lives of the poor, and that reliability can emerge from structure and respect rather than from collateral alone. Thirdly, women, empowerment, and the social impact of financial inclusion, Yunus places strong emphasis on lending to women, arguing that directing resources to mothers and female household managers can produce broader benefits in nutrition, education, and long-term family stability. The book discusses why women were often more excluded from formal finance and why tailored access can shift bargaining power within the household. Microloans become more than working capital, they can function as a catalyst for voice, visibility, and decision-making. This topic also addresses the social frictions that can arise when traditional norms are challenged, including resistance from family members or community leaders. Yunus presents empowerment as a process rather than a slogan, shaped by training, peer support, and the experience of running a small enterprise. He connects financial inclusion to human development outcomes, suggesting that when women control resources, investments in children and health often follow. At the same time, the book implies that empowerment requires more than money, including supportive institutional practices and a respectful lending relationship. By highlighting women's participation, Yunus frames microfinance as an intervention that can alter social patterns, not merely raise income, and he invites readers to evaluate success through changes in dignity, resilience, and opportunity over time. Fourthly, scaling an idea from local experiment to global movement. Another important topic is how a small pilot evolved into a bank and then into a widely referenced development approach. Yunus describes the challenges of legitimacy, regulation, funding, and skepticism from established institutions. The story illustrates how social innovations must prove themselves operationally, not only ideologically. Scaling requires systems for training staff, standardizing procedures, managing risk, and maintaining mission focus as the organization grows. It also requires communication that can bridge different audiences, from villagers to policymakers to international donors. The book shows that replication is not automatic. Microcredit programs must adapt to local economies, culture, and legal frameworks, while preserving core principles like accessibility and borrower respect. Yunus also presents microfinance as a counter-narrative to top-down development, arguing that solutions can emerge from observing lived realities and iterating quickly. This topic helps readers understand why microfinance became influential. It offered measurable repayment performance, a compelling human story, and an institutional blueprint that others could imitate. The broader lesson is about building durable institutions that serve marginalized groups and about the tension between growth, oversight, and maintaining the original purpose of fighting poverty. Lastly, debates, limitations, and the future vision of social business. While the book is optimistic about microcredit, it also invites discussion of its boundaries and the controversies that surround market-based anti-poverty tools. Readers encounter questions about interest rates, pressure created by repayment schedules, the risk of over-indebtedness, and the difficulty of measuring true poverty reduction. Yunus's perspective emphasizes responsible design and mission-driven governance, but the topic naturally opens to broader debates about when credit helps and when it may be insufficient without education, healthcare, infrastructure, or stable markets. The book connects microfinance to a larger idea that business can be structured to solve social problems rather than maximize profit alone, a concept often described as social business. This expands the conversation from microloans to wider financial and entrepreneurial ecosystems that can support low-income communities, including savings, insurance, and enterprise development. The topic also highlights a key strategic choice, whether to treat the poor as a niche market, a charity case, or full economic actors with rights to services. By engaging with limitations and future directions, the book positions microcredit as one tool within a broader reimagining of capitalism, accountability, and development practice. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in poverty alleviation, development economics, ethical finance, entrepreneurship, and anyone curious about how a practical institution can be built around human-centered assumptions. It is especially useful for students, policymakers, NGO leaders, and founders who want to understand the logic behind microfinance beyond slogans. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the way Yunus reframes problems. He shows how changing incentives, product design, and distribution can unlock capability in people who are routinely underestimated. That mindset is transferable to business, public service, and community work, encouraging you to look for structural barriers rather than blaming individuals. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it blends a founder's narrative with an institutional blueprint and a moral argument, giving both the story of how microcredit was formed and the reasoning that guided key decisions. Instead of treating poverty as an abstract statistic, it focuses on financial inclusion as a redesign challenge, making the reader think concretely about trust, risk, and dignity. Even when you disagree, it provides a clear framework for evaluating what responsible, scalable help can look like. If you would like to support Muhammad Yunus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.